Amen. Amen. Let me unbutton this. I don't want my neck to pop. You got your Bibles open up to 1 Peter. I love this. I love this word right here because it's not only encouraging, but it's strengthening. You say, 1 Peter, where? The second chapter of the 9th verse. We have to realize that with everything that's going on in the world, we are separated. There are times in my life when I feel a little strange, Sister Brenda, because I'm not affected by things the way other people are affected. And I wonder if somehow or another that I'm missing God by not being moved the way others are moved, by circumstances and situations that are going on in and around our world here. And I God was showing me this morning the reason why that I'm not affected, because I realize through the Word of God that we're totally different.
Amen. All right.
We are totally different.
Yeah.
And we have to live this life like we're different. Right. Not haughty and bigoted and uplifted, but humble with humility.
Yes.
And in honesty and in purity.
Yes.
Knowing who we are in God. This group of scriptures right here is very positive and it's uplifting because it tells us something about ourselves. In the second chapter of 1 Peter in the 9th verse says, but ye are a what? Chosen. What? Generation. A royal priesthood. And holy nation. A peculiar people. I'm real peculiar. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Amen.
What blessed me about these scriptures was the meaning of the words. Because it says something totally contrary to what we think it's saying. When he wrote this, he was trying to let us know that you have to understand something. There's going to come a time in your life when you have to come out from among them and be ye separate unto God.
Amen.
Because when it says we are in this world, but we are not of this world, it's also telling us you are with them, but you are not like them.
Amen.
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 It's quiet in this house this morning. But ye, he says, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what racial thing is going on, regardless of what's going on with the black, the white, the Chinese, the Korean, regardless of what's going on with races and all this thing, but...
Come on now.
He says, but I'm going to tell you about you. Ye are a chosen, selected. Guess what? You've been elected.
All right.
Without a vote.
Right.
You realize how powerful you are? You are now president and nobody voted for you. You were king of kings and nobody had to vote for you. You were Lord of Lords and nobody had to vote for you. But ye are chosen, a chosen generation. Now, that word kind of knocked me for a loop. Because I had to pray and ask God, I had to fast about this because I needed to know, what are you telling me? The word generation, the translation in the Greek for the word generation, also in Italian, it means race. Chew on that for a few seconds. For ye are a elected, selected race. Don't y'all get mad at me this morning. There is the black race, the white race, the Arabic race, the Korean race, all these races. Guess what he's saying to you? I'm selecting you out of all that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, man. Amen. Amen.
You are a selected race.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I need you, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
A royal, a kingly priesthood in nature. So I selected you, regardless of your born race. I snatch you out of that.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
And place you in to my race.
Come on, man.
And I made you a royal priesthood.
Yeah.
That means because I've drawn you into me, you now have the ability, you can act with royalty. But you can't do it if you don't abide in this word.
Come on,
amen.
Now.
Amen.
Amen.
Folks afflict you and persecute you, not because you're uppity, but because they don't like your God.
Amen.
And they may have never heard you talk about your God.
Amen.
But they know there's something different about you.
Yeah.
And I like this. It says, "Good." And not only are you a chosen race of people, are you a royal priesthood in this race that I separated you to, but you're a holy
nation.
Meaning, the word nation is translated Gentiles. So you are Gentiles.
Yeah.
Don't y'all get mad at me. I know my skin says I'm black, but the word says I'm a Gentile.
Come on
now.
Your skin says you're white, but the word says you're a Gentile.
Amen.
What's he saying? When you come to worship in God, there is to be no color or separation amongst you. Listen to me. I'm keeping it real with you this morning. When I go up into a church and it's all black, something is wrong. If I go up into a church and it's all white, something is wrong.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Because God ministers to everybody.
That's right. That's right.
You're supposed to be able to go anywhere and worship God.
Yeah.
God then picks you out and separates you to something great and fabulous. Gentile used to be a nasty word, a curse word, but now it's a king's word.
Yeah.
I'm a Gentile saved by grace.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
A holy nation. And a, somebody say peculiar. A strange people. You know why you're strange? Because they don't understand why you can smile in the midst of calamity. They don't understand why you can worship God and your body rack with pain. They can't understand why you don't have the monies that you should have, Brother Tony, but still you look like a millionaire. They can't understand that. What it does, it creates an atmosphere with them of jealousy and envy. But guess what? You got to keep it moving.
Man.
You can't let that mess discourage you and separate you from what God has ordained or called you to.
Amen.
And if it does, you can't blame anybody but you. Why? Because you got this word.
Yeah.
So we're a peculiar people. Meaning that we've been bought with a price. We're a possession. We're an acquisition by God.
Yeah. Yes.
My goodness. And because of all this, you have to show forth the praises of him who hath called you.
Yes.
The word praises don't mean lifting up your hands or shouting or anything. The word praises here means to show forth the virtue of God. How do you show forth God's virtue? You laugh at calamity. You pray when it's raining. You smile when there's sadness. You are encouraged when you're surrounded by discouragement. You love when there's nothing but hate around you. Those are the virtues, because it is the nature and the character of God that has separated you. When God delivered Paul and sent Paul, God said, look here, Paul, I'm finna mess up everything. They all assume it's going to be one way, but I'm sending you to the Gentile. I'm sending you to a people that was lost, that are considered to be dogs, and they're going to become kings. They're going to be a little peculiar, because they're going to come from all walks of life. Some are going to be geniuses. Some are going to be absolute crazy. Some are going to be pests. Some are going to be blessers. Some are going to be givers. Some are going to be takers. Some are going to be believers, and some of them ain't going to know what they believe. But I'm going to separate them anyway. And I'm going to teach them through this word. And I'm going to raise them up. Because I am creating my own race in the earth. Y'all do know God's created his own race.
Glory, glory.
We're going to be a blood-bought race. Sanctified by the word. Suffering under the grace. Unto the glory and the power of God. God has something for us. But we've got to press our way into the blessing.
Come on now. Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
So that we can show for, or the word show means to manifest or to project or means to allow to happen. You've got to show forth the virtues of God. You've got to manifest the nature and the character of God in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what's going on around you.
Amen. Amen.
But you can't do any of that until you realize who you are in God.
Amen.
And you will never know who you are unless you get into this book. Don't let preachers tell you who you are. Don't let prophecy convince you who you are. You better know for a fact. And the only facts or truth you're going to get is here.
Amen.
We have come to a place where we are doing exactly the opposite of what the Bible tells us. Do not put your confidence in man. Let's say, don't put your confidence in the arm of flesh and the strength of what the flesh can produce. We can preach good. We can sing good. But it don't mean nothing if it don't have that fire in it. If it don't stir something up in your life, move you to compassion, strengthen you to strength, encourage you to joy, then it don't mean nothing. God, who has shown forth his praises of him who has called you out. The word out means out from the interior. That means if you're sitting around waiting on it to come from heaven, you're going to be waiting a long time. But if what you're producing you can see coming out from in you, then you'll realize that the Lord is a living, breathing mechanism man in your life. You've been ordained and sanctified to something far more reaching than you would ever understand unless you get in this book.
Amen.
Folks not study the Bible, they hear about the Bible. We've been called out. I like the part that says we've been called out of darkness into.
Into.
Somebody look at your neighbor and say, into.
Into.
The word into is ice. It means when a line goes to touch or meet another line. It has the purpose of reaching and touching it. God is saying that the power of God, the virtue of God that is in your life, I have separated you. I have called out to Gentile because they have no choice but to live by faith and not by sight.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Because they did not receive the same promises that the Jews received. So they have to live by faith. I called you out of darkness. What he's saying is, I manifest it. When you allow the nature and the character of God to rule in your life, to manifest itself in your life, what happens is God allows the power of God in you, or the Christ Jesus in you, the Christ of, you know, the Christ that's in you, to come forth out of the dark. What's the darkness?
Yeah.
You.
Come on now. Come on now.
I've always been my darkness. My thoughts, my ideas, my principles, they have always led me in a direction that I know I ain't got no business going.
Amen.
And then beg for God to get me out.
Yeah.
If you get me out, I won't do it no more, I promise. Knowing good and well that God had already searched my heart and he sees I'm lying. But he does it anyway. We have to rise up and stand like we're separated. But we've got to back up one another. We've got to strengthen each other, encourage each other, uplift each other, not beat each other down.
Amen.
If you don't have something nice to say, just don't say nothing.
Amen.
Keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Bite your tongue, like I do. God is bringing us out of ourselves and bringing us into his marvelous light. The light means something infinite.
Yeah.
Something infinite that cannot be destroyed. You know what? It can't even be tapped into, Brother Tony. We're spending our time trying to tap into what God has for us instead of walking in what God has. We are a peculiar people.
Yes.
A royal priesthood. A chosen generation. So, if you try to walk in your brother's
In time past, I had another people. And I raised them up by that same word that raises you up. And I called forth the one man out of faith, and he believed me. And I spread my power unto him and all him that came forth from him. But they failed because they rejected me. Therefore, I turned unto you, for I said, I will have me a people. Though their ears became fat and dull within, but yours shall not. For I have given you a greater promise than I have given them. For the one I have sent unto you, he sits in you. And he leads you from the inside. And he causes you to walk out from yourself into his marvelous light. And he has set you on high because you have known his name. And he is blessing you and he is keeping you. Because it is my great power and my great plan that you be just like him. Therefore, you are that royal priesthood. Was he not the high priest that entered into the Holy of Holies and tore it down that you might enter? Is he not the one, the king? Are you not that same royalty? Because you are in his image and after his likeness, walk not to the right nor to the left, but come out from me among them and be ye separate unto me. And I shall call you forth and I shall bless you and I shall keep you in all your ways, saith the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And he'll keep us in all our ways. Amen. Glory to God. God interprets his word himself. Go up to the fourth verse of the same chapter. To whom coming as unto a living stone. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you are a living stone. That means you are a stone that has the ability to give life. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. It don't matter what people think of you or say about you. You've been picked out by God, chosen, selected by God to be who you are in Him. So you have to just keep pressing. My goodness. But chosen of God. And not only has God chose you, selected you, but you're precious.
Yes, Lord. Man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, when we were growing up, Mama always had that one she called her precious. Whichever one she called her precious was the one that got everything. Precious never got a whooping. Precious never went hungry. Precious clothes are always nice looking. What'd that tell you? If God, who is our Father, calls us precious, then He'll provide and meet all our needs according to His riches in glory in Himself. Because we are the preciousness of God. When you look in the mirror, you tell yourself, I'm special, not because I say so, but because my Father says so.
That's right. That's right.
Ye also as lively stones, meaning you just like Jesus. You know, I like it. I heard this yesterday. We was out there on the park, and I heard the Lord speak to me about when we was talking about. Somebody said to me, Happy Father's Day tomorrow. And I said, well, thank you very much. And I thought about it. Jesus, when He stood and He said unto them, when you see me, you see my Father. And when you see my Father, you see me. What He was saying was, whenever you look into my eyes, if you know who you're looking for, you can see my Father.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I look in your eyes, I can see your Father, even though I've never met Him.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Come on, Pastor.
You see my Father because I represent the virtues of who He is and what He represents. So you are the same. That's why it's so important that you allow your nature and your character to be transformed by the renewing of your mindset. So that you can change from within and manifest that and so forth without.
Amen.
Lively stones, I built up a spiritual house. And holy priesthood. Not only are you a royal priesthood, but you are a holy priesthood. That means you're a separated priesthood. That means that now you can go into the Holy of Holies and not have to worry about somebody dragging you out because you messed up and went in there a little bit unclean.
Amen. Amen.
How many know what I'm talking about? To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Acceptable unto God, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Verse 10. Which in time past we were not a people, we were nothing. We were considered as dogs. But now we're something. We're the preciousness of God. We're not a people, but now are now the people of God. Do you know how precious you are? What God did then, He did for you now. So why don't we act like it? Why are we always bitter looking in our faces? Angry about something. Bellyaching, complaining about something because it didn't go the way we think it should have went. Most of the people I'm around always complaining about their pastors, not knowing that I'm a pastor. So what do you think? I think you ought to just be quiet. Or you walk around toothless. But God will take your teeth out. He will allow them to fall out. And somebody will walk up and tap on, you know, he pastors a church. Oh, I didn't know you was a pastor. Well, that's your problem. What difference do it make? Somebody else wouldn't like what you're saying either about your pastor. Leave the church. If you like, you dislike it that bad, start your own. You know what? I'm so glad that in spite of all the foolishness and the mess that's ever been in my life, I still have the ability to obtain mercy. Because God separated me.
Amen.
Called me into his race. Can you imagine what's going to happen when we all come to the conclusion that we are all part of the same body? Doing the ministry in the name of Jesus and not ourselves. Can you imagine the power, the authority that we're going to have in this earth if we stop complaining and bellyaching about everything that we don't like that we see? And if you don't like it, ask God to change it. That's what makes you different. What makes you different? God is trying to find a many member body just like his firstborn. Just like Jesus. Jesus was precious. He represented this royal priesthood that we're now supposed to be living in. This chosen generation that we're supposed to be living in. He represents that. And he never complained about a whip, a lashing. He never complained about being spat on. I know we ain't going to get there for a long time.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Lord. You spit on me, we're going to have a problem. But if I ever get to the place where you can spit on me and I'll laugh at it, you better look out. Because I'll be in a position where God will actually fight the battle for me. We're trying to get there. Paul done did it. Why can't we? Because we have too many things we can lay our hands on, devices that we can use. I'm done anyway. How many here know you are a chosen generation? How many know you're a royal priesthood? How many know you are a peculiar people? How many know you're a holy nation? So what you gonna do about it? How many know that God have called you from yourself?
Come on now.
That he might live for you.
Yes. Amen. Thank
you.
Amen.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. I don't have to find no doctors, Brother Mickey. All I gotta do is look in the mirror. And I look at all my past experiences and the things that I got myself into that God had to deliver me from. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation. So I'm going to walk like it. When I was nothing, God made me something.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I obtained mercy. I obtained it because the mercy giver is living in me.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Don't you think it's about time we stood up and proclaimed who we were in God?
Amen.
Yes, it's the angel of the sea. Some are called on the sea. Yes, it's the today I have appointed thee. No one else can appoint thee, for I am that I am. Yea, I created that which I appoint, I am that I am. And yea, I put in my breath and my life into that which I appointed. And yea, my life is going forward. And yea, my life is living life. And yea, when you walk in it, said God, ye are that light that I have called thee to be. Yea, this light shall shine. And yea, did I not say my word, the darkness shall not comprehend it? Yea, but if you walk uprightly before me, as that chosen one, that chosen nation, that chosen generation, yea, the light shall shine. And yea, nothing can hinder it, said God. So lift me up and praise me, for I am the living God that's in you. I'm the living word. I'm the one in the beginning. I am he who was, is, and is right now today in your life, said God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. And you say to yourself, Pastor, you still ain't told us how to do it. You ain't told us how to be a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the virtues of it. How do we do it? I can't tell you, but the word can.
Amen.
Go to the very first verse.
Amen.
Of the second chapter, and I'm closed. Wherefore, laying aside all malice,
come on now,
having put away all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God to be precious. Wherefore, putting away malice and guile and hypocrisy and envies and evil speakings as newborn babes. You know, when we first gave our heart and lives to God, couldn't nobody make us mad. We were determined to live by that word. We were excited to be born again. You can get away with saying anything you want to say to us and we just smile at it. Newborn. We're newborn babies. We believe God for anything. We believe God, we could raise a cricket, bring a cricket back to life. Your car didn't start. You went out there and prayed for that sucker, and it started. Folks used to bring me their cats. I done prayed for cats. I done prayed for dogs. I done prayed for hamsters. And I believe that God was going to touch them. And he did. Now you bring me a dog. Something in my mind gonna tell me you done lost your mind. The moment that happens, I lose that strength of the faith that I had when I'm in the beginning that I need now to believe that God can still do anything. That's how you become a chosen generation. You put away those things that have the ability to separate you from your faith. And your faith is more than just believing. It's the conversation of life.
Yes.
It's the way you live.
Yes.
And abide in this earth by letting the light of God, or the nature and the character of God, which is Christ, show forth out of your life with love, with peace, with joy, with long suffering, with goodness, with mercy, with endurance. These are the things that God is trying to bring us to so that we can show the world, and not even the world, but this churchly world, that Jesus is changing a people and transforming them into what he wants them to be. He is recreating us. When you cry, Father, create in me a clean heart, you say, Lord, change me. I'm sick of being the way I am.
Amen.
Not, thank God I am what I used to be, but I am now. No, I don't like that either. I ain't what I used to be, but I need deliverance now too.
Amen.
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 So, manipulate me. Change means to manipulate. To transform. Manipulate me. You know how God manipulates us a lot of time? By letting you go through the fire. You can never be a royal priesthood in the chosen generation if you don't go through the fire.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I said, thinking not strange and fiery trials that you will go through. The word also says, count all your struggles with joy. That's that chosen generation. That's that new race of believers that God's trying to recreate. Do you know God told me this years ago that he is raising a church up in the midst of a church?
Amen. Amen.
Because they're going to believe God for who he is, not for what they think he said. And the way you believe him for who he is by allowing him to live in and through you.
Amen.
It'll cost your flesh, though. Because this old boy here trying to hold on to some stuff. But my spiritual man know I need to give it up in order to apprehend that which God has for me.
Amen.
So I hear, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Everybody stand. I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. If I taught that message the way God gave it to me, I'd have to pick some of y'all off the floor.